The Long Beach Convention Center could start housing migrant children as early as this week. The city has agreed, at the request of the Biden administration, to turn the convention center into a temporary shelter for young migrant children while they're waiting to be united with relatives or sponsors in the U.S. The L.A. County Board of Supervisors has approved plans to have the Fairplex used for the same purpose. In March alone, about 19,000 migrant children arrived at the southern U.S. border on their own seeking asylum. That's an all-time high. The plan for sheltering the children in public facilities is highly controversial. But Leon Cauze, a columnist for The Washington Post and an anchor for Univision, says the need is great.
In my opinion, I think it's a courageous step. And in many ways, also, given the magnitude of the crisis, a logical step.
Do we know anything about how these shelters would be administered and run, how long the children might be there?
Well, I recently spoke with Robert Garcia, the mayor of Long Beach, and he told me that, first of all, the kids that will be housed at the convention center will immediately go through the process of family reunification. And this is crucial because the intention is to make the process of this reunification easier for both the kids and their families. How? Well, part of the challenge is to do it in an environment that helps convey safety, not only for the children, but for the parents claiming these children. Because in previous years, parents were afraid to come forward because they feared they would be deported themselves. And this was, quite frankly, an understandable fear given the Trump administration's punitive policies. But that is no longer the case. So to house children in immigrant-friendly communities like Long Beach, I think might help mitigate that fear. During the interview, the mayor of Long Beach guaranteed that the facilities would be run professionally by people appointed by the federal government. And us in the media have to follow that very closely, but he guaranteed that that was going to be the case.
The White House is catching flack from both sides over this. On one hand, conservatives say the Biden administration is encouraging migrants to come north by repealing some of the tougher aspects of the Trump administration's policies. Progressives, for their part, say migrant children should be transitioned more quickly from government oversight into licensed care facilities. What do you say to that?
I would argue that both sides should admit that this is a situation that admits no easy solution. This is a process. The country's immigration system has been a mess for a long time. The way it processes refugees has been a mess for at least 4 years and longer. The administration is currently trying to expand the capacity of the immigration court system in the United States, for example. That will take a while. And then you have to take into consideration where these children come from. Why did their parents put them at risk? And the reality is, for many of these children and their parents, the alternative was much worse. Many of these children faced violence, abuse, kidnapping, sexual slavery in their countries. And those are the facts one has to consider when evaluating the steps the government is taking to deal with the crisis.
Some progressives say, though, if we're going to help, we have to make sure that this is in a humane, supportive way, that there's a risk these temporary shelters could turn into full-fledged detention facilities. Do you think that's a legitimate concern?
Absolutely, it is a legitimate concern. I mean, we're talking about thousands of children and teenagers housed in a strange environment after having gone through hell. So, of course, that is crucial. The administration has said that, contrary to what happened in the previous administration, Health and Human Services will focus on the well-being of the children. I have interviewed California congressmen such as Lou Correa, who told me that even though it is far from ideal, the set of conditions that these children live in nowadays in the United States is better. I will not say far better, but let's say better than the very complicated situation they faced during the Trump administration. Again, this is far from ideal, but that is the reason why it is urgent for other places to pitch in and help alleviate the burden these facilities have been facing.
Do you think reporters, the media, should have access to these shelters for an initial tour or perhaps periodically? Does the media have a role, a sort of watchdog role to play here?
Absolutely. Not only do we need to be there, present, making sure that the facilities are adequate, that what we saw in the previous administration never happens again in the United States. But we also, I would argue, and this is, of course, more controversial because we're talking about children, I would argue that it would be important that we hear from the children and the teenagers themselves.
You've been critical of how the U.S. news media has covered the migrant surge over the last several weeks. A lot of the coverage has been about whether this is a crisis, what the potential implications could be for the Biden administration. You think reporters are missing the boat here. What should the focus be?
Yeah, and I mean no disrespect to our colleagues. There are many exceptions to my complaint. But I do believe that when it comes to immigration, other issues as well, but when it comes to immigration, we focus mainly on what the political downfall will be. What consequences will this have in Washington? And the story is not in Washington. The story is not even at the border. The story is in El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico. And that story has been going on for years. Those of us who have gone to these places, who have interviewed these parents, who have interviewed these children, know what they are going through. We know the reasons behind the brutal decision to send the kids to the United States in search of a family member. Those stories of very concrete human suffering are what drive the situation, nothing else. There's no political variable in this equation, really. We are talking about very concrete human suffering.
Leon Krause is a columnist for The Washington Post and an anchor for Univision. And you are listening to KCRW.